Utah State will be punting this on their own 3-yard line. So what the Lobos do here, the Lobos play the return game. McKinney fades back, catches it at the 50-yard line. McKinney, far side of the field, trying to come back near side. He has some room. McKinney has some blockers. He's coming down outside the numbers, near sideline. McKinney, 5, 10, dives into the end zone. A 50-yard punt return touchdown, DJ McKinney. And the Lobos go on top, 6-0. First and 10 ball at the Aggie 41-yard line. Orbit motion to Michael Buckley. He catches it. He's looking to pass. Michael Buckley with the pass downfield. It's caught, and it's into the end zone. A 41-yard touchdown reception for Keegan Johnson. The trick play. Buckley gets it done.
First and 10 Lobos at their own 20-yard line. A minute 46 left. They have all three timeouts here. Jack Lane will snap it from the near hash in the shotgun. He's looking over the middle. Nothing there. He steps up, trying to stay behind the line of scrimmage. Lobs it to McKinney. It's caught at the 35. McKinney with space. Cuts back towards the near sideline across the 50-yard line. Brought down by Jason Bella. But a big-time reception. 36 yards on first down.
Great job. Jack Lane just knows where everybody is on the field.
Right. Actually marked him down at the 46 of the Rams. Quick snap. Lane drops back. He steps up. He's going to take off himself. Dive forward inside the 40. They mark him down right there where he gave himself up for a gain of 6. Clock taken, approaching a minute 15. Lobos right back to the line of scrimmage. They'll snap this from the Rams 40-yard line as Lane gives it to the running back McKinney, who's brought down in the backfield. And coming up making the play is Eggers from the left side. And so just like that, after the big explosive play, which was a 34-yard completion to McKinney, it's 3rd and 5. Lobos going to call a timeout.
Good job. Good drive so far. This is a two-play situation anyway, so it wouldn't really matter. So it was a good call for the run play. They just happened to read it. Not necessarily read it, but call the slant in the right direction. They only had a 3-man rush. They were able to get McKinney down, but still in good position here at the 40-yard line almost, the 41-yard line. To use two plays here get in field goal range to maybe get some points right before the half, or you still have two timeouts and you could possibly get a score.
So Jack Lane, he's been keeping plays alive, staying behind the line of scrimmage, and he has pass plays of 43 yards to Zell Smith, 34 yards right there to DJ McKinney. But now it's 35 with 54 seconds left here in the first half. Lobos lead 7-0. I'll snap this on the near hash. Two wide to the left and the right of Jack Lane. One running back, Rams showing pressure at the line of scrimmage. They bring the blitz. Lane looking for the out route near side. Caught short or at the line to gain. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down, a 5-yard reception. The out route to Keegan Johnson.
Yeah, gets out of bounds. Nice timing throw. Jack Lane doesn't panic. Nice, calm, cool, and collected. The snap, perfect from center. When you have that combination of Caden Robinette and Jack Lane, who played together before, kind of in a rhythm, really tough to stop him.
Keegan Johnson, 3 catches, 38 yards. Lobos began this drive back there on 20. Yard line, 50 seconds left at the Rams, 35. Shotgun snap for Lane. Rams drop back. Lane just takes off. It's quarterback keeping the entire way as Lane dives ahead for a gain of 10. Move the chains. 44 seconds left. Lobos will be at the 26-yard line.
Yes, called quarterback draw.
Clock is running. Lobos do have 2 timeouts. 35 seconds left now. Blown dead. We'll see what they say.
The previous plays under further review.
Same for the spot of, because Lane, he didn't give himself up. He dove forward.
Yes.
It wasn't, you know, a quarterback slide where you'd bring it back to where they start to slide. So maybe an extra yard or two, which would mean the clock probably get a couple seconds back.
Yeah. He's a tough, tough guy. So, I don't like the way he gets down. I mean, a guy is as valuable as he is to this offense. He's got to put himself in a better position to not get hit. This is a called quarterback draw, so he is a runner. He is trying to get down, but maybe they're going to spot him, you know, further back. But either way, it just makes me nervous when the guy who's pulling the trigger, who's not a great runner, But
he's been a more willing runner the last few games, if it's been there in the offense. And Jack Lane, the junior from Lake Oswego, Oregon, of course played at Idaho with this season. Lane averaging 215 yards through the air, 12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, but completing 68% of his passes. The 9 interceptions have actually all come on the road this year. And offensive coordinator Luke Fleischner did a really good job of not just making things easy for Jack Lane, but making sure that the right players are touching the football a lot in this offense.
Yeah, and what I've said from day one, they're going to run the ball. So out of 35 total plays, they've got 21 of them are run plays. I mean, it doesn't matter if they get 1 yard, doesn't matter if they get 2 yards. They're going to keep running the football. And if they got to use the quarterback, they're going to use the quarterback. They got to bring in a freshman off the bench to run the ball. They got to make the punter run the ball. They're going to run this football. And that is the Jason Eck style of winning football games. You're going to have to stop the run no matter what. He's going to run it all game. He's going to continue to run it. He's going to make him defend the run. He's going to take shots when he has to. So that's been the formula, and that's been success so far this season. When you have a quarterback like Jack Lane, great decision maker, you know, you don't have to have all the big-time tools of a quarterback, of being 6'5" with a rocket arm. You just have to have
play
a guy
play high school football in Texas. You know,
play high school football in Texas or California. So you don't have to be that guy in order to be successful at the quarterback position, particularly in Jason Eck's offense. He wants a guy who's a great decision maker, which Jack Lane is. He wants a guy who takes care of the football, which Jack Lane has done, particularly when he's at home. He doesn't turn it over.
Well, we're still in review on that last run by Jack Lane. Our official is still looking at the monitor, head referee Nolan Dumas. And now he finally takes the headset off, so we'll get to see what they have decided.
After review, the runner was down at the 26.5-yard line at 2nd and 1. The chains were incorrectly stretched. By rule, this situation qualifies for a 10-second runoff. New Mexico has elected to take their second charge come out of the half to avoid the runoff. The game clock operator, please, is at the game clock to 46 seconds. 4-6, please.
They're blaming it on the chain game.
So, chain game, okay, you make a mistake. It's understandable. It happens. But then the Lobos would get penalized with a 10-second run?
The home team gets penalized, or offense. I think it's the home team. I would think it's the home team, not necessarily the offense, but we have to check that rule out.
Either way, it's going to be 2nd and 1, 46 seconds left here in the first half. It's a 7-0 lead for the Lobos. They did score here in the second quarter on a 12-play, 77-yard scoring drive. DJ McKinney with a 1-yard touchdown run. So they'll snap this at the Rams' 26-yard line. Lane right now all by himself in the shotgun. 2 to his left, 3 to his right. 4 down linemen for the Rams. They drop back in coverage. Lane taking his time, and he is hit as sacked. Coming off the right side, Jeremy Naborn Owens hits him, and they were only bringing 4.
Yeah, a little ET stunt there. They drove the defensive end, the right defensive end inside, and looped the tackles outside, and was just able to just run inside the left tackle and pretty much put
beat him inside.
Yeah, beat the left tackle inside, and just there was no chance for Jack Lane to get out of the way of that sack.
Malik Aleon, the starting left tackle for the Lobos in this one. New Mexico has shifted some pieces in that offensive line, but found a nice starting 5. But the second sack of the game for the Rams pushes the Lobos back 3rd and 7 at the 32-yard line. We'll see if they take a shot or maybe just go for a couple yards and then bring Luke Drzewicki, their field goal kicker, on. Jack Lane is in the shotgun. Ball snaps between the hashes. Dorian Thomas in motion right to left. And they give it to McKinney, working over the right side. McKinney trying to poke his way through the defenders. He's tackled at the 28-yard line. Clock is ticking down to 30 seconds. Lobos will run the field goal unit out there.
So it's 28, 45-yard attempt for Luke Drzewicki. Chance to become the all-time leading scorer. Lobo kickers.
Oh, wow.
Plenty of time. Lobo set up. Rams get their pump. Excuse me, their field goal block team out there. Especially a 46-yard field goal. Far hash, Luke Drzewicki. Plenty of distance. Does he have the accuracy? And he does. As the clock hits triple zeros, Luke Drzewicki with a 46-yard field goal. Nobles lead 10-0, so a solid finish to the half for New Mexico.